Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, yes, we are together. I just love that song. There's so many parts of the song that I do love. But that's one part. Good morning and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show, our introduction song every morning, Monday through Friday, to help get us started, help get us pumped up. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. And we got the groove. That's right. Right here. And we are not going to let anything stop us. You cannot let anything stop you. Well, as you know, today is Thursday. This is the day for our hot topic. And I did receive a hot topic from one of you, so I want to say congratulations and thank you. And I decided that's one that I like too. So our hot topic today is none other than perseverance. Perseverance. That is our hot topic for today. And then, and I am still working on getting the chat room open. I know some of you are accustomed to also signing into the chat room. Thereby, you're able to make a comment or two, and we're going to get that open for you in just a minute. So don't go away. Keep your radio dial locked right here to Blog Talk Radio. Well, I tell you, depending on where you are right now, the weather around the nation, I believe, is pretty calm, and that's great. And even around the world. So we want to just say good morning to our good friend over there in Tokyo, Japan. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. Also want to say good morning down to Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning, Nashville. Miss Kiva Renee, good morning. All the way down and then back over to North Carolina. Good morning, Miss Dancy. and Miss Elaine and those that are in the North Carolina area. And we can't forget the awesome Master Motivation right there in Philadelphia's own Mr. Howard. All right. Down there, good morning also, Miss Brenda Calloway. Good morning, Miss Adele Foster. I know she's been traveling all over the world. You know, about 5 months ago, she was on here with us almost every morning. But once she launched her very new, popular, sweeping the country, motivations of speaking TV show, and she's been traveling and she's been busy. But good morning down there to Dallas, Texas area, Miss Adele Foster, and also Miss Deborah Calhoun. We miss you also in the Dallas, down in that area of Texas. You know, Texas is a big state, y'all. So if you ever get a chance to go to Texas, get ready to do some driving. That's a big old state. Well, also, our friends, our new friends that we met down in Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Olivia and Miss Jackie, they are also both coaches. Well, they are going to be coming back to the show. I did receive a call, and they're coming back to the show. And as soon as we get a date, we'll let you know. Later this morning, I believe I have a guest coming on this morning, Miss Deborah Daniel. And so stay tuned for that. Don't go away. Keep it locked for the entire show. Also, lots of great things going on. Yesterday, if you were tuned into the show yesterday, you heard Mr. Walker talking about that marketing plan. Get the marketing. Marketing is everything we do. Whether you have a business, it doesn't matter, because either way, you have a business. The main thing is that, guess what? You are a business. So you are the business called you. I want to say good morning to our good friend and give a shout out to another one of our colleagues, motivational speakers, authors, trainer, who was recently on TV sharing her story about her experience of having come through 9/11 and made it out of the building 70 floors up in the second tower, can you imagine? And Miss Nicole Simpson, I also want to say good morning and a shout out to her and to our good friend in Cleveland for a long time now, awesome, Miss Denise. Yes, Miss Denise is working. Her and a few others have a brand new project out, and the book is coming out very soon. And we're just turning out authors one after another. I just launched another author yesterday. She's writing her book as we speak, and so it's really catching on. And so I'm here to coach you. If you want to write a book, give me a call, 908-432-1853. Sign up for my coaching program, and I'll help walk you through your book, or you can attend one of our self-publishing seminars. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can do it. Well, like I said before, the chat room will be open in just a minute, so do stand by. Please stand by. So today, our hot topic, perseverance. Now, what exactly is meant by that word? What is that word? What's the definition? I'm going to just give you a basic dictionary definition of the word, and then I'm going to break it down the Coach LaLisa style. Okay, I'm going to break it down Coach LaLisa style. See, everybody, you got to get your own style, and that's what's wrong with so many people. They don't have a style. You know, look at Mr. Paul Kiriazi. You know, he has his style. He's got his James Bond thing going on. I love it. You know, you got to have your own style, have your own niche, all right? So we want to get it together, people, get it together. Because this year, 2011, we're getting to the halfway mark, y'all. We're almost halfway to the halfway mark, okay? It is May. Today is May. We're in May. Oh, but May, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful month. In May it is. And let's see if we can count to 10 and get that chat room open. Let's start the countdown. Go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And boom, it's open. It's right there. All right, you can sign into the chat room. If you're in the chat room, I'm there. And I'm saying hi. Hello, anybody out there? Okay, you tune into that chat room right now because the chat room is open. Or if you need to call in, the call in number 347-945-7991. And so we're talking to this morning. It's Thursday. This Thursday is our hot topics. So you can send me a hot topic that you would like for me to talk about right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. But this morning I did receive a hot topic, and so I'm talking about it this morning. Perseverance. See, some people, let me just say this about perseverance. Some people don't persevere. But here's what perseverance is. Basic definition, dictionary definition. It is a steady persistence into a particular course of action. See, when you persevere, you're going steadily towards something in a particular course of action. It's a purpose. You see, when you see people persevering, because they have that purpose. It's a particular state. And they do this. They persevere, y'all. Hear this good now. This is a basic definition. And I'm going to give you the break it down Coach Lalisa style. You know, I'm going to just talk about it a little bit before our guest comes on at 7:30. This is Deborah Daniel. So don't go away. Don't go away. The perseverance, a steady persistence in a course of action with a purpose. And now here's the kicker. In spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. See, far too many people, now this is the Coach Lalisa side that I'm throwing in there, far too many people just give up. They see an obstacle and they run. They see a difficulty and they tell themselves, they hear that little voice. I don't know whose voice it is, Grandma, Uncle Billy, Bob, ex-boyfriends, ex-wives, current boyfriends, current wives. I don't know whose voice it is. You know, your children, sometimes children will tell parents they're lousy. I don't know whose voice it is, y'all, but it's somebody's voice that tells you, this is too difficult. You can't do it. Okay? But when you persevere, you're saying that you're going to come no matter what. You're going to say, ain't no stopping me now. I am on the move. And what happens is, in a case of perseverance, it is a steady, persistent action along some course with a purpose. No matter what your difficulties are, your obstacles are, your discouragement, okay, don't worry about that. Keep going anyway. When you persevere, you are continually in a state of grace all the way to the end, right? So we persevere in our behavior. You can persevere. If you want something in life, you have to learn how to persevere. Now, this is our hot topic for today. Steadily coming, all right? Being able to strive and strive and then strive some more. Being able to hold out, hold on, okay, until your breakthrough comes. Now, you can condition yourself to persevere. How do you condition yourself to persevere? It's by doing it over and over and over again, okay? Condition yourself to do it. And we know everybody has a free will, and everybody can do whatsoever they want to do, all right? You have a choice in this matter. You remember we talked the other day about learned helplessness. Well, you can learn perseverance the same way by doing it over and over and over. And as a matter of fact, persevering is the exact opposite of learned helplessness. The person who perseveres is not sitting at home waiting for someone to come knock on the door, bring them the job application, sit down and help fill it out for you. No. A person who perseveres gets up out of their miry and their muck. They get up out of their setback You see, a person who is persevering understands that a setback is just a setup for a comeback. I've been set back many times in my life. But the comeback was so much sweeter. You see, my very first setback in my life, my first setback came when I was too young to recognize I was being set back. My first setback came from when I was molested as a little girl, starting at age 5. That was my first inkling of a setback. I didn't even know what a setback was. I didn't even know I was being set back, A, number one. Had I known at that time, I probably could have gone to get some help for it. I didn't know that was a setback. I didn't know that was a thing that makes you crazy. I didn't know that was something that has put some people in the insane asylum. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a thing that could cause you to be put on medications that it would take you a lifetime to get off of. I had no idea. All I knew was that there was something inside of me that, well, everyone has perseverance in them. Let me make that clear and plain. You have perseverance. You have power. You have all of these things in you. But what happens is you don't use them. So you have to tap into it, you see. You have to wake it up. It may be sleep. It may even be dead. You may have to resurrect it. You see, we each have resurrecting power. And I know Sundays, you know, especially in the Christian world, people love to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. They love to, you know, that's so funny to me about people too. They love to celebrate the resurrection of others, but yet will not even resurrect the dead things in their own life. And you have some dead things in your life. You need to resurrect them. And so you got to be able to persevere. You got to be able to keep going. Persistent movement, action. So many people are losing out on jobs. They're losing out on good relationships, long-lasting relationships. They're losing out on friendships. They're losing out on a lot of things because they won't persevere through what? Through the difficulties, through the disencouragements, all right? You got to persevere through that stuff. You can't just give up. I know the natural, in the natural mind, we want to give up, okay? But see, I'm going to tell you what's going to help you give up even less. You know, got to get rid of those difficulties and those obstacles. You'll give up less if you think positively. In other words, when you see a situation that looks difficult, looks like an obstacle, and looks like a disadvantage, discouragement, you see, you want to give up. Now, like, there are some people who know me, so they know Coach Lisa. Whether they call me Coach Lisa, Lil Lisa, Professor Williams, Minister Williams, it doesn't matter. Because in all the different arenas that I'm in, there's a different name that goes with that, a different handle that you put on your name. But they already know. You call me, let's get the solution going. I mean, I'm not trying to say you don't have a problem. It's not that I don't want to hear your problem. That's not it. I know some people think that. But that's not it. I want to hear your problem, you know. But guess what? I'm not the, and you know, I was a big partier. I partied hardy, trust me. You know, all my life was like a big party for me. And once I became of legal age to really go out to the parties, oh, I did it to the max. And there was no problem for me because I had no children. I had nobody, I never had to ask for a babysitter. I never had to feel guilty that I was out partying and leaving my child home. That never happened to me. So I party every single day of the week. And some days I went to 2 or 3 parties. So, I love parties. But guess what? Not pity parties. I never liked those kind of parties. I don't know why. Maybe it was because, to me, party meant having fun. The way I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, out there, Finlater Gardens, even as a teenager, we used to go to what we called it a dance. You didn't call it a party. If you were in Cincinnati, you didn't call it a party. I don't know what y'all called it on the East Coast. I don't know what you called it on the West Coast and in the South. But in Cincinnati, we called it a dance. And you went to the dance because that's what you went there to do. You went there to dance. There wasn't enough to do. There was a little bit of food. and there was music playing, and you get on the floor and you dance. And so we call it a dance. And so you're going to the dance tonight, you know. Who's giving the dance this weekend kind of thing. But I never liked pity. So dance, so parties to me meant fun. Not a pity party. I never liked those. So I don't do them very well. I apologize. I do. I admit that. I'm woman enough right here on international radio to mention that I don't do pity parties very well, okay? So if you come to me with a problem, with an issue, I'm going to listen for a minute, you know, but it's not because I don't want to hear you out. It's not. It's my anxiousness to get to the solution. I'm a solutions-oriented person. I'm orange. I can't help it. It's my personality. It's my characteristics. Let's do the solution. And here's my thing. Let's not waste time. If we have time to come back to the problem, I guarantee you, I promise you, I'll come back there for you. I'll come back and we can talk about the problem. We can laugh about it. We can cry about it after we've gotten the solution, you know. And you might think I'm making all this up. I really am not. I'm telling you. I remember in math class at Essex County College, because I don't remember math in high school and school because I hated math. I hated school, period. So I didn't do any, you know, the only reason I went to school was to have fun. And that was it. I never went there to learn anything. And I know that's going to help a lot of you parents right there, because you have children that is just like what I was, okay? So if you can't understand your child, if you can call me, I'll explain it to you. But I never went to school to learn. I only went to meet up with my friends and see what fun we could have today. And then by the time I got to high school, well, like junior high and all of that, we were old enough to leave the building and sneak out. So I only went to school to meet up with some folk and see where we were going. And unfortunately for me, during that time period in Cincinnati, Ohio, when I was in the eighth grade, there was a big, and I know, Paul, you can identify with this, there was a big push for these black movies, Hell Up in Harlem, and there were so many, I can't even, The Mac, there were so many. It seemed like every day a new black movie was coming out. And we had, in Cincinnati, Ohio, we had three major movie theaters, downtown Cincinnati, and Blackula. I know all of them because I went to see all of them. I skipped school. You could get into the movies for like 50 cents and sometimes able to just like sneak in. And we had three major movie theaters right downtown Cincinnati. And then away from the downtown area, we had two other movie theaters. We had the Regal Theater and the State Theater. And they were even more so in the neighborhood where there were a lot of people of low income. So I had movies all around, y'all, growing up, all in one vicinity. Like, we used to go watch a movie at the RKO Theater and then walk right around the corner to another movie theater and watch another movie. And so me and sometimes my sister would go. I used to drag her, poor Cookie. I feel so bad for her. I drug her into everything, and she went graciously. She was a sweetheart, and that's why I love her so much today. Because growing up as a teenager, a lot of stuff I did, she was my quote unquote partner in crime, so to speak. But I never had her out committing a crime. But skipping school was probably like a crime. So here we are. Here I am going to see all these movies and. So, anyway, back to my story. Persevere. You gotta persevere. So I was just showing you all why I don't like the whole party, you know, thing. But then I was talking about the math. Well, that ties into my ability to go right to the problem, because when I did go back to school at 30-something, and because I was doing zero-level math, that was basically doing fractions, because I already had this inner ability to go straight to the solution, figure it out as soon as possible, I did very well in math. When I was 30-something, hadn't been in school for years, I basically excelled and got basically straight A's. And it was only from my just natural ability to want to go to the solution. And because I believe there's a solution. I believe there's a solution for every problem. I personally don't believe that Jim Brown started in all those movies. I know, he was the best, right? Jim Brown, and then Williamson, Fred Williamson came along. That's how we got Fred. That's how we got, you know, even quite a few of those. I can't. Oh, Vanetta McGee. Oh, believe me, if I ever start. What's her name, the other lady? She played Jackie Brown. Pam Grier was big time star in those movies. And let me tell you, I spent, listen, if I had a homework assignment done every time I saw a movie, I would have been valedictorian for Aiken High School. Aiken High School would have had to name me valedictorian. Because if I had put as much, if I had put half as much energy into my education, I'm talking about half, even a quarter, into my education as I put into going to those movies, skipping school, seeing who I can hang out with, I would have, Aiken would have had to name me valedictorian for my senior year in 1974. But I didn't know. Good morning, Kiva. Good morning, good morning. I didn't know. See, I didn't understand. I was persevering during that time because what happened was because of the molestation from age 5, and it ended at 18. So at that age, I was right in the midst of it, right in the throes of it. And so the skipping school and the getting high fed something that was hurting and on the inside, you know, to ease my pain, to ease the craziness of what was happening to me, I took to fun. Now, some kids do the opposite. They overindulge in education. And that's why you'll find that later in life, some of these people who have very strong or intellectual type abilities and careers, but inside they're crumbling because they too may have had something that traumatically happened in their life, and they turn to education to soothe their problem. Some turn just straight to heroin. Some turn to gambling. So people turn to all kinds of things. I turn to having fun. So when you have a child, this is my own personal opinion. I said I was going to throw the Coach Lisa spin on it. If you have a child who is not performing in school, there's no other reason that they shouldn't be. In other words, they're not mentally retarded. They're not mentally incapable. It's just the fact that they won't do it. Then you need to maybe see if something else has happened, and try to coach them to get their work done, because I end up doing it. You know, I end up having to make up for my 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade year at Essex County and Union County College, which I did, and I thank God for it, okay? But it was just pretty funny to me because as I sat in college taking biology, chemistry, all these courses and acing them, I laughed at myself. I did. I really did. You know, I took 3 history classes and got straight A's. It blew my mind. When I took a Western Civilization class at Union County College, I wore that teacher out with questions and comments and discussion. And he'll remember me. If someone was to go to that man and say, do you remember her? He will remember me. And I certainly remember him. And it's a joke to me that I was in school and got nothing but D's and F's, if I even went to the class. And then when I took economics, 101 and 102, understanding the economy and how it works, again, straight A's in college at 30-something, hadn't been in school in 15 years, blew my mind. But here's the thing, because of perseverance is how I got there. So I'm telling you, perseverance is something that will help you get over any difficulty. It will help you get over any obstacle. There's no obstacle too hard. There's no difficulty too difficult. There is no discouragement that's too discouraging. Because here's why. Let me tell you why. I'm going to give you the secret answer. Let me tell you why There's no discouragement that's too discouraging. There's no obstacle that's too big. There's no difficulty that's too difficult for you. It's because you have, there's nothing you have to ask anyone. You only need to look inside of yourself. You have the solution to all those. You're the one who is inside you. As a matter of fact, if you are available, please come down to North Carolina on June 24th, 5th, and 6th to the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. And I'm going to demonstrate for you in live and living color the power of tapping into your inner ability. I'm going to give you some steps while you're there. I'm going to give you some tools, and I'm going to give you some of my greatest secrets to tapping into your inner power, that there will be no difficulty, there will be no obstacle, there will be no discouragement too great for you, and that you will be able to persevere through it all, you know, through it all. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to launch for you when we're there is one of the biggest secrets in the self-help field that we know, one of the biggest truths that we know in the self-help field about overcoming obstacles. There's, you know, once you find this out, I'm telling you. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people know it, but they don't believe it, okay? When you say to yourself, I don't believe that, guess what? All bets are off. It won't work for you. I can guarantee you that. There is a guarantee I can offer you. The moment you say, I don't believe that, guess what? It won't work for you. It'll work for everybody that believes it, but it won't work for you. The very thing that will get someone else launched, you know, 8 miles higher, okay, it won't do a thing for you. It only works for belief, for believing people. Remember when Peter got out that boat? The other ones didn't get out the boat. Why? They didn't believe it. They sat right there and watched in fear. They watched in fear. Fear. That's why I can't have a lot of people in fear around me. I can't. Minister Patricia Martin knows it, right? Pat Martin knows that. Oh, no, we don't walk in fear now. No, no, no. You are scared of a lot of things? Well, you know what? Because if you walk in a lot of fear and you come around me, I guarantee you're going to think you're not going to like me that much. You're going to think, oh, she's mean. I'm not mean. I think I'm one of the nicest persons in the world. But two things I can't walk in. I can't walk in fear, and I can't walk in pity. I'm sorry. When you have been molested from age 5 to your 18 by the same person repeatedly, and you don't tell anyone, trust me, I don't have time to walk in fear today, y'all. I don't have time to walk in pity today. I don't pity myself. When you were a high school flunk out, dropping out of high school, flunking out, D's and F's, counselors basically laughing at your grades, okay, laughing at your mama, laughed at my mother who was smart, intelligent, had a good government job. When you live through that, you know, and I saw that she still held her head up high, she still owned me as a daughter, I would have probably disowned my own self. But she didn't. When you have a daughter that puts herself out on the streets as a prostitute in Miami, Florida, a place where they kill prostitutes every day, where prostitutes go missing every day, okay, Biscayne Boulevard, one of the most notorious strolls in the country. The only one probably worse than that is the one in New York City. Okay? When you put your mama through that and she still can stand up and say, this is my daughter and who I'm well pleased, hello? Perseverance, I'm telling you. I know a little bit about it. So thank you, Paul, for that suggestion. You see, Hello? It is a hot topic because there are people who give up at the drop of a hat. At the drop of a hat. Do you know what that means, a drop of a hat? That means quickly. They give up quickly. They give up too quickly. They have no perseverance. But perseverance is more than just about giving up. People who persevere are strong. They are powerful. They are creative. They have ideas. They take opportunities. All right? They have a purpose. People who persevere. They're going after something. It could be that college degree. You know, I suspect that Hope didn't call in this morning because she's persevering. She's persevering in that dry cleaners. She can't just give up on that dry cleaners. She can't just give up because no customers came in that week. She must persevere. She has had difficulty times in there. There are times when her cleaning machine shuts down. Can't clean anybody's clothes. And she's got a customer coming in on that day for their clothes. She's got to persevere. She can't give up. You know, there are days when the boiler doesn't work. And you're in a dry cleaning business, and when your boiler doesn't work, you're done for the day. You're done. You may as well go home. But she can't lock up and go home. She still has customers coming in, wanting her clothes or wanting to drop off clothes. You see, she's got to persevere day by day by day. If you're an author, you wrote a book, and you're not getting the sales that you want, you can't give up. Okay? If you're an author and you're trying to write a book and the words are not coming, the sentences are not flowing, the thoughts is not happening, you can't give up. You got to persevere. You got to keep going. That's nothing but a difficulty. When you're faced, challenged with losing your job, you know, you're on the job and you're losing, they told you that you're getting a pink slip, it's coming your way, you can't give up. Okay, that's a difficulty. That's an obstacle for you to overcome. You got to overcome it. You got to overcome every obstacle. You can't give up. You got to defeat every negative thought that comes your way. You got to defeat any words of discouragement. You know what discouragement is? That's when someone is trying to stop you from moving forward. A word of discouragement comes to tear you down, to discourage you, to stop you from moving forward. And the problem with that is the thing that you're trying to move forward in is something that is not only just helping you, but it's something that is helping, it's going to help others. You know, as a matter of fact, that's another one of the big mysteries that so many people never figure out in life, is that one of the secrets to your success is finding out, and I'm not going to tell you today because I'm going to make you come back tomorrow. I'll give it out tomorrow. I'll give out my big secret tomorrow. Yes, yes, gotcha, Kiva, I gotcha. A steady persistence in a course of action where you have purpose. Come on now. And you have stated that this is a state that you want to be in. Especially, that's right, I love that word, especially. Otherwise, listen, here's the key. It says, in spite of difficulties, obstacles, and discouragement, understand this. Day by day, moment by moment, thank you, Kiva, for putting that in the chat room. Get this. If you are truly persevering in something and you do not have obstacles and difficulties and discouragement, I dare say your goal isn't high enough. Your dream isn't high enough. Yeah, I said it. I said I was going to, you know, put the coach to the Lisa spin on it. I'm like Dr. Juanita Bynum. I ain't scared of y'all. Listen, yes, I said it. You ain't went high enough. If you're doing stuff and ain't no obstacles, ain't no difficulties, ain't nobody trying to discourage you, guess what? You really ain't, you're probably not shooting after that much. You're probably trying to play it safe. You're trying to do the little things that, you know, like a little baby could handle. You ain't doing the big stuff. See, because the big stuff, I'm going to tell you, you want to play with the big boys. You want to play with the big girls. All right? You listen, that means you're shooting for some stuff that in order to shoot for it, it spells obstacle, okay? You know, it spells, you know, they said, how do you spell a big dream? O-B-S-T-A-C-L-E-S, all right? How do you spell a big goal? D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T-I-S. Listen, you want it big, guess what? You're going to have some obstacles. You're going to have some difficulties, and you're going to have some discouragement. All right? That lets you know you're on the right track, you see. The minute you see that there's an obstacle, go for that thing. Go for the thing that the devil is trying to keep you from. That's the thing I go after every time. Every time, because I know from whence cometh my help. So I know I'm getting over that thing. But you know now, you know, we're not flaunting this. I'm not bragging, no. I'm just trying to encourage you. You see, discourage will tell you, oh, girl, that's right, honey, you can't do that. No, don't even try it. Oh, no, you can't do that. Nah, don't even try it. Girl, don't even get your feelings hurt. Oh, no, they ain't going to give you no loan. They don't give loans out at that bank over there. Oh, I tried to get a loan there last week, and now they told me no. You see, that was a clue right there. They told you no. They made this is what I'm saying in my mind when they say that. Ooh, they told me no. I'm saying to myself, yeah, but they're going to tell me yes. They told you no. That's what people always get it twisted, y'all. People always get that twisted. And Paul said, Oscar Wilde said, those that live within their means suffer from a lack of imagination. And I tend to agree with that. You got to expand, and I know your imagination is, you're not going to sit around me for too long and not have an expanded imagination, because that's what I'm here for. That's my purpose. That's part of my mission. But no. Listen, I learned a long time ago, when people, the moment they say out of their mouth these words, I tried that and it didn't work for me, that's when, right there, I'm like, okay, it didn't work for you, and I'm okay, I feel bad for you, or happy for you, whichever is good for you. But it's going to work for little Lisa. That's how I'm thinking in my mind. I may not say that to the person, but I'm going to demonstrate it, because the very place where they told me that, oh, ain't no sense of going over there and asking for that or trying to do that, that's the very place I'm going to go. That's the very place I'm going to go. And I'll tell other people the same thing. When somebody tells me, oh, no, girl, they ain't going to let me have that, I'll be like, you better go right over there and ask. You don't know that. You never know. You don't know what anyone's going to say out of their mouth, because you have no control over what let me make sure I say that the right way. Okay, because that's a whole other show, the law of attraction. It's like saying, in a sense, you do have control, because you're controlling. You really are controlling what other people say and do to you. Okay, I needed to pause behind saying that. You really do have control over what people say and do. Now, I know that's stepping way out there, and some of y'all, I just lost you. That's why I took a little pause with it. I know I just lost some of y'all, so I'm pausing to get you back. I want to get you back, like Pastor Rodney used to say. You can sit down, I'll get you up again. I put you out there now. Let me try to get you back. Yes, you have some types, some levels of control over what people say to you and what they think and do toward you. You may not have a lot of control or any control over what they say and do to anybody else. But what they say, like in other words, I can make people say yes to me on things that after they said yes, they're like, why did I just agree to that? And what I'm saying is you have that same ability, and it's controlled by Well, I'll tell you that when you get down to North Carolina, June 24th, 5th, and 6th, which is what the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference is all about. And it's based on the book, Release Your Power. And part of the power that you're releasing is that power to persevere. Yeah. In releasing your power, there are about 15 different things that you're releasing. And nine of those things starts with the letter P. But one of them is perseverance. Okay? One of them is you have it within your power to be perseverable, I should say. I love making up words. You remember the other word I made up? What was the other word? Potentialize. You have the power to maximize your potential. You have the power. Now, you can't be around everybody doing this stuff. That's why I created things like the Release Your Power Conference. That's why we've created the radio show right here. Because you need a safe environment of supportive people who think like you. Because you go around telling people some of this stuff, they like look at you like you're crazy. You know, you're sitting somewhere homeless, okay, hungry with no money, talking about you about to write a book and become, you know, a number one best-selling author. People look at you like you're crazy. You know, same way they looked at me. I was a high school dropout. I had flunked out of school. And I told them I was going back to college and get these degrees. They looked at me like I was crazy. But then when I did it, they still looked at me like I was crazy. Because now they're looking in amazement. Now, they were looking like they were crazy. They were like, whoa, you did that? You could do that? I didn't think it could be. That's the first thing out their mouth. I didn't think it could be done. Well, I know you didn't think it could be done. That's why you didn't do it. Okay? So that's why we've created the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. That's why we made it a 3-day event. Sometimes it's a 1-day event, depending on the purpose of the event. Sometimes it's 1 day. Sometimes it's 3 days. We've made it a retreat. Because we want people in that safe environment, like in that bubble, to explode, where everyone around you is going to be okay. Like, you could be in the conference, and just out of the blue, you could jump up and say you're going to be a movie director. Nobody's going to look at you like you're crazy. We're going to celebrate you and probably try to sign up to be a part of it in some kind of way, okay, to help you, to, you know, help get you established, whatever. You know, this is the environment. And I'm telling you, the people will come from anywhere. Don't try to figure out who is going to help you. Don't even try. Okay, let me help somebody right now. Get out of trying to figure out who's going to come and help you. Don't worry about that. Stop it. That's a waste of your time. Set your goal. Don't worry about who's going to help. That's not your problem. That's not your concern. God's taking care of that. He's got people on the backside of the desert, like he had Moses. When those children were crying out, they didn't know who was going to come help them. They didn't have a clue. They didn't even really know Moses. God had him on the backside of a desert and brought him out at a strategic point to take them to their next destination. And somebody's going to come out of nowhere. When I said, oh, I want to take Releasing Your Power on the road, because all the people that I thought was going to make it happen, it didn't happen. So God sent a woman that I did not even know. This lady got in her car when she heard about the conference. She purposed in her heart to go. You see, God's got people, y'all, places that you don't even know exist. Got this lady, put this lady in a car, and she drove all the way by herself, over a 10-hour drive from North Carolina, the Raleigh, the Greensboro area, somewhere down there, to Newark, New Jersey. Got there, I just mentioned about this thing going on the road, and she said, oh, yeah, bring it to North Carolina. Not only did she say, bring it there, okay, she didn't make me fly in and set up everything. She began to put it together. She called a team of people. And just, it's so funny because one of the persons that she contacted, I knew that lady. It's just way too funny. I knew her from Jersey. Me and the lady's sister, the lady, as a matter of fact, the woman that she connected with, the woman's sister was my boss. I'm telling you, I could do a whole book on be careful of how you treat people. Because you never know who knows who. You don't know, you don't, you know, our brains aren't big enough to know everything and everybody. And the same woman that she called, that she got to help down there, that's, you know, actually she's going to be one of the speakers. That woman, her sister was my boss right here in New Jersey. And not, she wasn't just any old boss either. She was a lady I didn't know that well. But she was a woman who told me about a $2 million or a billion or something like that dollar grant to where they were going to strengthen all the nonprofit agencies in New Jersey. This is going back 4 years ago. She sent me to this woman's office in Westfield, New Jersey, a woman who was managing that grant, for me to sit down with that woman and talk about grants and grant dollars and how they play out in the community. And that's where I, and this lady sat down with me for like 2.5 hours and explained to me what happens when the federal government earmarks some money that gets rolled out to the states. And she broke it, the lady broke it down for me in layman's terms. And I walked away from there feeling like, wow, like I had just went through a 16-week training course on grant writing or grant funds appropriations or whatever you want to call it, because of that lady in North Carolina whose sister was my boss, who was my own, she was only my boss for like 2 months. You know, and it's just amazing. So people, I'm telling you, and then the same woman who sat me in her office and broke down to me how the grant money works coming from D.C. and how they get the money from the federal government down to the states, down to the local person. The woman teaches a class at King University on grant writing and for nonprofits. And the lady said, oh, come by my class anytime. Gave me the address to King University. And guess what? You think I went. I sat in her class. It was phenomenal. I'll never forget that. All because of what? Don't think that your goal, your dream is too big, and stop worrying about how it's going to get done. Just do it. Just begin to operate. Don't worry about who's going to help, how they're going to help, when they're going to help, where they're going to come from, who knows them. Don't worry about any of that. Just purpose in your heart to do what it is that you want to do. Start small and watch God put it together like a big puzzle. He's a puzzle master. I have a young lady, Kelly. Some of you know Kelly, Kay Serena, my little sidekick. She, her mother and I, we were all going to the same church together one time. Her mother used to say that all the time. God is a puzzle. That was her favorite saying, that God is a puzzle master. And he is. He's the one who puts the puzzle together. We just have all the pieces. You know, we like know all the pieces. Sometimes we don't even know all the pieces. You know, because some pieces are so tiny you can't really see them. It's just like if you were trying to put together a real puzzle that's like 1,000 pieces or so, you can't see all the pieces. And you can't even see where they fit. You have no clue of where they fit. You may see them, but you don't know where they fit, as until the picture becomes more and more clear. And so, but as it's getting, you don't sit there and wait for the picture to get clear to start putting the puzzle together, do you? No. What do? You pick up one piece at a time. You pick up one piece at a time, you lay it down somewhere, you pick up another piece and you examine that, see where you can lay it down somewhere. And that's what we do in our lives. We're picking up the pieces, we're laying them down somewhere, and God is the puzzle master. He's got the whole puzzle put together. Now, today, I wasn't sure. I thought I had a guest coming on today, but maybe I have the days mixed up. You know, I may have the days mixed up. So I do apologize for announcing that I had a guest coming on. So with 5 minutes left to the show, I guess not. But it's okay. I think she's coming actually tomorrow. I think she's coming tomorrow. So that's good. That's good. We'll have a guest tomorrow. So I hope you got a lot out of this hot topic today. Persevere. That's hot, people. I'm telling you. If you can persevere, I don't care if it's a bad relationship. You might be in a bad relationship with your spouse. Now, if you're in a bad relationship with someone that is not really there to contribute to your future, and even though bad relationships can contribute too, because they can show you things about yourself that you didn't know, okay? Before you knock the bad situation or the bad relationship, try to look at what you learned from it. Don't just look at what happened and how embarrassed you were and how bad you felt and all that. Look at, what did I learn from that situation? What did I get out of that? How did I change? What did I discover about myself? Okay, so even in a bad relationship, now you want to be careful with perseverance. Sometimes it's time to give up. Sometimes you have to walk away from things, okay? Things that are destroying you. No, you're not going to persevere in that. You're totally being destroyed. You're being totally destroyed. No, we're not talking about persevering in that sense. But we're talking about persevering on one of your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, your ideas, your creativity, your new project. We're talking about persevering in that. Hanging in there, not giving up. Like I said, it could be a business that you started or wanted to start. It could be a new career path. Maybe you work in a particular place, but you're looking for job growth. You're looking for a new position. Maybe you want to work in a different type of industry, a different type of company. And with that, you will find. It's a guarantee that there will be an obstacle. Maybe not a lot. It may be one. It may be one obstacle. You may not even see it as an obstacle. You might be a person like me. I don't see these things really as obstacles and difficulties and discouragement. I see them as opportunities. An obstacle is just an opportunity for me to flex my inner power. A difficulty, again, if I didn't have obstacles, difficulties, and discouragements, how would I get a chance to flex my inner power? How would I get a chance to use it? It would lay dormant, and it would become ineffective after a while. You got to use it on something. So really, I don't see those as difficulties and obstacles. I see them as opportunities. Opportunities to do what? Opportunities to flex your inner muscles, your inner power muscles. Just like people who exercise. They love going to the gym. They work out muscles that they never knew they had. And they achieve physical stamina that they never knew they had. Okay? They're able to do more with less because they've exercised that muscle. Well, same thing with us. We're able to do more with less because we've exercised that inner power that may have been laying dormant for years and years and years and years because we've avoided the difficulties. We run when there's obstacles. We hide at the discouragements as opposed to seeing them as opportunities to flex the inner muscle. Okay, well, that's all we have time for today, and those inner hover and center around our emotions and things like that. So we'll be back here tomorrow. You have a great day. It's been a great show. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kiva, and the guests in the chat room. And thank you on the switchboards. I see you out there, Miss Dancy. I see you out there, Miss Patricia and others that I don't know your names when you call in. We will see you tomorrow.
Saturday.
Don't forget Saturday for those of you who are in the Newark, New Jersey area. We'll see you in Plainfield, New Jersey at the 100 Women in White and 100 Men in Black. Oh, God is cooking up something good for you. You're going to be, the theme of the conference, winning the battle within. Oh, you got to win this thing, y'all. You got to do it. It's going to be done in a big way. And we also just give out, a shout out to Ms. Patricia Martin. Again, thank you so much. I'll talk to you later. Everybody have an awesome, powerful day. Paul over there in Japan, say hello to all my Japanese friends, because I know I got a lot of them over there. And Kiwi, you do the same. What an awesome, powerful. Oh, don't forget, Encouraging Moments with Kiwi Renee today, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Well, that's all we have time for. We'll see you back here tomorrow. It's been great. It's been real.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.